Usually we run into Jeff Snyder, two men in a truck, over the holiday season. We missed you this year, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a different holiday season this year, wasn't it?
It sure is. But looks like the weather's about to change, and I think it's a busier time of year for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, moving season is upon us, and we're looking forward to it.
So what's happening at your place?
Well, you know, we're coming out of the COVID season here, looking to crank up for this busy moving season here this spring and summer. Our new facility has been paying us dividends here. We started to help more customers with storage over this past year. We've switched to vaulted storage from our usual warehouse storage. So that's something new for us. Customers seem to like it, and we've definitely bumped up our capacity to help our customers with storage. We continue to help customers move outside of the state. You know, that becomes a bigger part of our business structure every year. You know, we hate to see them go, but we love to help them.
Sure. Tell us about your new facility.
Well, we've been there now for since early 2020. We took over the old Mercury Stamping building at 1911 South Cooper Street, and we've spent the past 24 months kind of refitting it for our needs, kind of updating some lighting and electrical, and you know, cleaning it up and improving it. You know, because it had sat empty for a bit, so you know, like in the old building, you had to kind of go in and give a little TLC. But it really has given us a chance to extend out the services that we provide, giving us a lot more visibility to the customer, because we used to be kind of off in an industrial area where it was kind of hard to find us. So it's nice to be out and visible to everybody and offer some of those services that we weren't able to do at our old facility.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody knows you move. I don't know if everybody knows about your storage capabilities.
Yeah, that's true. We are kind of known for our moving, and storage kind of goes hand in hand with moving, and we've been able to kind of carve out a niche for customers that don't have that everyday need to have access to their storage. So, like if you're building a house, right, or you're going to be gone for a certain amount of time, we got some, you know, snowbirds where they'll keep their stuff with us and then come pick it up when they get back. Or like if you're building a house and you're going to be somewhere else for a while and you need your items stored, we're the perfect opportunity for that, because we show up in our trucks with the guys, we load your stuff into our trucks, and you wave goodbye to your stuff as it drives away. And when you're ready for it and your new house is ready, you call us up and say when you'd like it delivered. It shows up in the truck once again, ready to be delivered to your new home.
Well, it sounds like the new building really, really working out for you.
Yeah, it really was. We did do storage at the old place, but it was just so much smaller and didn't give us the opportunity to go as high as we have with our vaults. My facilities manager, Curtis, has really pushed to open up capacity, and with the addition of these vaults and a forklift, we've really been able to take advantage of some of the upspace in our new facility.
What about, Jeff, and I'm sure you get calls like this, people that they need to move like right now?
Yeah, especially this time of year, we do get those calls, right? With the weather the way it is, people can't just, you know, call their friends with four pickups and kind of do it all. This time of year, we get less moves, right? Because we live in a state where people actually take their houses off the market in the winter sometimes, because they don't want to move in the winter.
Right.
So this time of year, I always tell people we do less moves, but we do far more complete moves than we do. Right. In the summer, we do a lot of, you know, people call us up and say, oh, can you just come and do the big stuff? Right. We got the boxes. We got the friends with the pickups, and they take care of the little stuff. And my guys come in, you know, with their more practiced hands and take care of the bigger items. But this time of year, you know, nobody wants to deal with snow on their boxes. So we just do a lot more complete moves, but less of them.
Yeah, you provide all that too, don't you? The boxes, packaging, and that?
We most certainly do, yeah. We got boxes of every size and for every purpose that you might need. You know, wardrobe boxes for your hanging clothes, which are a great and efficient way to cut down on, you know, the handful method where you lay them on your seat. the back seat, dish pack boxes, which can actually hold the seating for eight if you got china or just, you know, everyday dishes. Just a way to make it smoother, more effective, and inexpensive way to move that kind of stuff.
No, you like to get involved in the community and are part of many community projects, fundraising projects. So last year was pretty rough in that regard.
Yeah, we really did miss out on some of our favorite campaigns over the last year, but we're really excited about getting back to it this year when COVID allows us to. Our Movers for Moms programs is one of our favorite ones, where we help out some of the ladies over at Aware Shelter that are in need. And of course, we've done Movers for Meals over the past few years to help the food banks here in town with some of the people that need food assistance.
Those are great projects.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we try to get involved with the parade whenever we can, too. You know, the Rose Parade is always a good time for the guys. Get the truck out in front of everybody. So, yeah, community involvement is fun for us, and we really have, you know, it's been painful to kind of miss out on all that stuff this year.
Well, if you're making a move, give Jeff his, he's got a great crew over there. Give him a call. What's the phone number, Jeff?
You can reach us at 517-787-7550.
You can punch them up online, see what they're all about. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, take care. Jeff Snyder.
Bye-bye.
Two men and a truck. You're on WKHM 841.